Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Senior Executive Vice President of Sports Emeritus for the JJ and Joanne Show, Tony Ortiz. And this is one of the reasons I like working at a cluster of radio stations, because we have access to the greatest minds in the world of news, and in Tony's case, sports. Good morning, T.O.
I don't know if I can live up to that introduction, because not a lot of people think I have a great mind, but thank you, JJ. I appreciate it.
Oh, JJ, Tony, you have a beautiful mind.
Come on now.
That's what scares me. Yes, if you've seen the movie.
Yes.
So, all right, breaking sports news this morning. We have landed a new head coach for the Detroit Lions.
His name is Dan Campbell, former tight end for the Lions from 2006 to 2008. The last few years, he's been an assistant coach with the New Orleans Saints. He gets a six-year deal from team officials, which really surprises everybody, because nobody thought it was going to be a deal for that long. Here's the key. He's also been an NFL head coach previously. He was the interim for the Miami Dolphins in 2015 after they fired Tony Sparano for the final 12 games of that season. Did a pretty good job, but did not get the head coaching job with the Dolphins. So this will technically be his second NFL head coaching job, even though it's really the first where he's been the full-time head coach.
What will he bring, Tony? What do you think? Good pick?
I like him. When I covered Dan Campbell, I liked him because he had that energy and that enthusiasm. But more importantly, he is a guy who believes in run first, and I think that's what the Lions are going to do. They're probably going to be more of a running team than they've been in the past couple of years. The other thing is he's a guy who gets players to believe in his system, to believe in what he is preaching, and that's also something that the Lions have definitely been lacking the last couple of years with former head coach Matt Patricia. Campbell's a guy who will get this team to buy in.
I like the run first idea. I mean, when you got Kerryon Johnson and DeAndre Swift as a 1-2, I mean, that's pretty good.
You left out Adrian Peterson.
Oh, and AP. That's right. I always forget.
He's probably coming back as well. And look, Dan Campbell is a disciple of Bill Parcells. He believes in the Bill Parcells philosophy of head coaching. So that ought to tell you a few things right there about what to expect from Dan Campbell as Lions head coach.
Jason also believes that he may drag another coach or two along from New Orleans with him.
Yep, Aaron Glenn is probably going to be the defensive coordinator. It's not official yet, but it's expected. Glenn's an all-pro defensive back. At least he was during his 15 years playing in the NFL. The last few years, he's been the defensive backs coach of the New Orleans Saints. So Glenn looks like he's going to be a good, solid pick. And again, Holmes is a first-time GM. Campbell's a second-time head coach. Glenn will be a first-time defensive coordinator. The Lions are putting together guys who they hope will grow together and stay here for a while, even though, again, these are guys who aren't long on experience in their respective positions. These are guys who can grow together if they are successful.
Are there any new tea leaves regarding Matt Stafford?
No new tea leaves yet. Yesterday, Brad Holmes, the new GM, met with reporters. For the most part, guys, he didn't really commit one way or the other to Matthew Stafford, although it was important to know that he said he was a fan of Matthew Stafford, liked the way he played, liked his arm. So my bet still remains that Matthew Stafford will be the starting quarterback for the Lions in 2021.
So that means the Lions will not be one of the 500 teams looking for NFL quarterbacks, because today just announced Phil Rivers is retiring from the NFL.
Yep, after 17 seasons, he's gone. We're still waiting for official word on Drew Brees, who, when he retires, has a job in media already waiting for him. He's going to work for NBC. So we're just waiting at this point to see him retire as well. So that would be the Saints who'd be looking for a quarterback. The Colts will be looking for a quarterback. Could be a lot of movement in quarterbacks this year in the NFL. If Houston ends up parting ways with Deshaun Watson, who knows, he might end up in one of those places.
Mm.
Philip Rivers got 9 kids at home. He's already got his post-football work lined up for him, I think.
But you know what? Those guys are going to be set for life because during his 17-year career, Joanne, Philip Rivers made $244 million.
Holy cow. Okay. Wow.
Mega Millions, Powerball, who cares? He doesn't need that.
I got Philip Rivers as a dad.
$244 million.
Thank you, T.O., as always. You're the
best. You got it, guys. Thank you, guys.
JJ and Joanne in Detroit's Greatest Hits. It is the 30-minute free ride to wrap up our Wednesday at 104.3 WOMC.